Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Alaska's U.S. senators voted to confirm President Trump's 65th federal trial court judge yesterday. Alaska Public Media reports that Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan backed nominee Wendy Vitter to the district court in Louisiana. Vitter was criticized by abortion rights groups and Senate Democrats who complained she did not initially disclose to the Judiciary Committee all of her anti-abortion activities. They include speaking at a rally protesting a new Planned Parenthood clinic in New Orleans and moderating a panel at a Right to Life conference. At her Senate confirmation hearing, Vitter said she would follow Supreme Court precedent, including Roe v. Wade, the 1973 decision upholding a woman's right to an abortion.
My religious, personal, or political beliefs would have to be set aside.
Vitter is now general counsel to the Catholic Archdiocese of New Orleans. She's married to former U.S. Senator David Vitter. A Murkowski spokesperson said the senator met with Vitter, reviewed her credentials, and concluded she is qualified. The only Republican to vote no on Vitter was Maine's Susan Collins. A popular Fairbanks night spot has been damaged by fire. The Blue Loon Bar and Restaurant on the Parks Highway outside Esther caught fire yesterday afternoon, drawing a large response from area fire departments. Photos showed a significant portion of the building involved with flames and heavy smoke. The Blue Loon has a theater and outdoor stage and is a regular venue for movies, concerts, and parties. It was recently sold by longtime owner State Representative Adam Wool and his wife Kate. Cool, rainy weather overnight has dampened the Oregon Lakes wildfire near Delta Junction. That's a change from previous days' dry, windy conditions, which more than doubled the fire's size to nearly 13,000 acres. Alaska Fire Service spokesperson Beth Ipson says winds had pushed the wildfire's northern front to an area burned out by firefighters, and air tanker drops were called in to give crews a path out of the area.
The original plan didn't work, so they kind of stepped back a minute, went up a little farther north, and now they're going across west.
The wildfire put up two columns of smoke yesterday, but east winds kept smoke out of Delta, which is about 6 miles away on the other side of the Delta River. 128 people are working the Oregon Lakes fire, which has cost more than $750,000 to fight so far. The fire started on April 30th, and an investigation of its cause continues. State Department of Environmental Conservation officials met last night with Fairbanks borough and city leaders to discuss a new state air quality improvement plan. KUAC's Robin reports.
DEC Commissioner Jason Bruni gave the same presentation he had given to Fairbanks and North Pole Chambers of Commerce and local businesses.
I just want to reiterate, we need to address this issue as Alaskans, as residents of the Fairbanks North Star Borough, and not invite the EPA to come in and likely put in much more draconian measures.
What he means is, if Fairbanks cleans up its air pollution by deadlines outlined in the Clean Air Act, the Federal Environmental Protection Agency won't put sanctions on the area, like cutting off millions of dollars in federal highway money. That deadline is now, 2019. It was set 10 years ago when EPA measured particles in our winter air that cause respiratory diseases. In that 10 years, the Fairbanks North Star Borough did most of the work on air cleanup until voters turned it over to the state last October. It was the borough's air quality staff that developed the State Implementation Plan, or SIP.
The borough deserves a lot of credit for the efforts that have been made. The wood stove changeout program, that effort has made significant positive benefits to the airshed.
As KUAC reported earlier, there are some new elements to the SIP and some the borough has been following for a while. The Assembly and Air Pollution Control Commissioners asked about some elements of the plan, like how no-burn days would be determined, whether low-income households could keep burning wood, and how much it would cost to switch to number one diesel fuel in the summer of 2020. DEC explained the 5% plan, wherein Fairbanks and North Pole show 5% reduction in polluting particles every year. Cindy Heil of the state's Division of Air Quality says future regulations from EPA might be avoided.
It may be possible that we might not see any new regulations if we have a good, solid, serious SIP adopted and effective. For an example, the fuel switch can almost give us 3 years of 5% reductions.
The DEC team was asked what lessons they learned in the first winter of monitoring polluters since borough voters handed it to them. Commissioner Bruni says DEC does not have citation powers and enforcement is difficult. Inspectors have had resistance.
We have the responsibility to enforce clean air. These individuals should not, when they're going to work, feel threatened.
DEC wants feedback on the draft plan, positive or negative, as soon as possible. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
The next event for DEC is a June 25th open house at the Westmark Hotel in Fairbanks and two sets of public hearings on June 26th. Fairbanks regularly sees people traveling the Pan-America route between Alaska and Argentina. Most go by motor vehicle, bicycle, or on foot, but Felipe Massetti Leite rides a horse.
It's as if it was my destiny, you know? My name is Felipe because it means the friend or lover of horses. My dad put me on top of a quarter horse before I could walk.
The 32-year-old Leite spent his early years in Brazil learning to ride and rope with his father, a love that continued after the family moved to Canada when he was 8. He says he also inherited an appetite for adventure, and in 2012 set about realizing the dream of an epic ride.
Spent 803 days in the saddle en route to my home in Brazil, 16,000 kilometers through 10 nations, the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. Saw two people shot dead in Central America, witnessed a man trying to kill his wife with 5 gunshots in Tegucigalpa, one horse hit by a truck, another horse fell in a huge ditch, another one fell in the cattle guard. I almost died. My horses almost died. But luckily, somehow, some way, we made it.
Leite says he thought he was done until he gave a talk at a children's hospital in Brazil.
So I left there thinking, what can I do to help? What can I do to help? Opened Google Maps, saw that I had 7,500 kilometers to go to Ushuaia, Argentina. Contacted the production company that funded my first journey, and they were like, all right, yeah, we'll sponsor you. So I said, that's where I'm going to go. I'm going to raise funds for this hospital and talk to people along the way about the importance of an early diagnosis for childhood cancer.
Leite says he raised $50,000 during the challenging 15-month ride through remote country.
A lot of suffering again, winds of 120 kilometers an hour, minus 16, a lot of snow, a lot of solitude. I'd ride like 10, 15 days with no shower, no nothing, get to a town of 10 people.
Leite made it, and despite the difficulties, says he knew he wasn't done and decided to complete his Transamerica journey.
So now I'm going to ride 3,500 kilometers from Fairbanks to the Calgary Stampede, where this journey began nearly a decade ago.
Leite says he continues to raise money for the Children's Hospital, but he's also riding to try to reconnect people with animals.
I'm a better human being today thanks to these horses, right? Like, you know, I've learned so much from them, responsibility, patience, like, you know, love, empathy, whatever, like the list goes on. But in the modern age, people don't understand what it's like to work with horses.
Leite is taking two horses on the journey, both wild Mustangs, he says are suited to the slow daily grind of 30 kilometers on and off road through all kinds of weather. Leite will be a little more comfortable on this trip. He's being accompanied by his girlfriend, who's driving an RV to support the expedition they call Journey America. They're scheduled to depart Fairbanks today. I'm Dan Bross.